It's Veronica Matheson here, and I'm calling from 350 kilometres north of the Arctic Circle, about a half hour's drive from the Norwegian city of Tromsø. There is snow everywhere, and I am truly in a winter wonderland. But it is cold, very cold. The temperature right now is minus 10 degrees Celsius. Yes, it is cold. I've just had a ride on a reindeer sleigh, and that was invigorating, but a tad jerky, as one of the reindeer charged ahead of the handsome horned beast leading the pack. That caused chaos, and we came to a standstill. We're at a Samai wilderness camp, where we are invited into a large tipi-like tent, known as a lavu, to meet Mihikael, who will tell us about the lifestyle of Norway's indigenous Sami people, whose lives are shaped around the movement of their reindeer herds.
My name is Mikkel
in Sami.
Mikkel Niglas.
That was Mikkel, who gave us a small taste of the Sami language. He tells us there are seven very different Sami dialects, and we can't even get our tongues around his name. Mikkel is 30 years old and moves his reindeer from summer to winter pastures every year. Right now, the herd is a few hundred kilometres away, but Mikkel tracks them on an app on his mobile phone. How modern can you get? Next week, Mikkel will ride off on his snowmobile to check the herd.
When the first snowmobiles arrived, the Samis, they didn't know how to use it. They didn't know how it worked. One Sami guy, he has a sled behind the snowmobile, okay? And then he quickly jumped onto the sled.
Mikael's family and relatives run the wilderness camp, which is geared to tourists and only operates for a few months over winter. The rest of the year, the camp is part of an 18-hole golf course for locals who live in Tromsø. Several related Sami family groups herd their reindeer together, but confusion over ownership is avoided, as distinctive slits on each reindeer's ears dictates who owns it. These days, a herder's wealth is measured by the number of reindeer he owns, but Mikkel refuses to tell us how many there are in his herd. He says it's bad manners to ask such a question. On the other hand, he is getting married soon and will be inviting some 2,000 relatives and friends to the wedding, which means he must be fairly well off. A Sami's wealth comes from selling his reindeer for its meat and for its skin, which is used for clothing, rugs, bedding, shoes, and many other wares. And while the Sami are reindeer herders, they also have permanent family homes. Mikkel says he is like most Sami's, who spend their evenings with friends, or watching TV, or Netflix, or surfing the net. Yes, they're thoroughly modern Sami's. He also takes shifts away from home to guard the reindeer herd from predators such as wolves and brown bears. And while on guard duty, Mikkel often chants a traditional joik to scare away wild animals.
Then you know, okay, that person is move quickly. Oh.
To be honest, Mikkel's joik does not scare us away, as we are hungry for a traditional Sami dinner that includes deliciously tender reindeer stews. We can't wait. Our listeners can find out more about this Sami wilderness camp and many other activities around Tromsø by checking out the Visit Tromsø website at www.visittromso.no.